This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. At an Oyster River High School baseball game a few weeks ago, junior Brennan Oxford took the mound. He didn't know it, but he was about to throw a no-hitter. At his next game, he did it again, another no-hitter. And then, to everyone's great surprise, he threw two more no-hitters, which brought his streak up to four consecutive games. This remarkable show of talent earned Oxford a few headlines, including one on Major League Baseball's website. Oxford will take the mound again as a starting pitcher tomorrow, and here now to talk about this remarkable streak of no-hitters is Brennan Oxford. Brennan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Of course.
I heard in your most recent game you gave up at least one hit. Does that mean your streak is officially over?
No. It was just a relief appearance, so the consecutive inning streak is over, but my consecutive no-hitters isn't, because it wasn't a start.
Well, even if those four no-hitters weren't consecutive, it would still be quite a feat for any pitcher of any level of play. Tell me, you said your last no-hitter was the best of the four. Why was that?
I think it was because I kept my pitch count real low, and I didn't have I pretty much just did what I wanted rather than having to conform to, like, getting behind in the count. I was really ahead in the count most of the time and could pretty much do what I wanted throughout the game and control the game from the pitcher's mound.
Do you have a particular pitch that you feel is strong and able to baffle the batters?
I think that my slider really combats against my fastball, because the slider is significantly slower than the fastball, but you can't really tell until it's like 10 feet away from home plate, so usually it gets batters off balance and they don't tend to hit it a lot.
You've got another starting appearance win Friday?
Yeah, I'm scheduled for Friday.
Are you nervous?
No, not really. It's just another game.
So you don't tend to get nervous?
I'll probably be nervous in the morning going into it, because I usually get nervous morning of game days, but I think by lunchtime I'm usually ready to go and all the nerves are gone.
Are you surprised that you've been able to keep up this streak?
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised. It's not really a thing that happens very often, so there had to have been a little bit of luck behind it too, so I'm pretty surprised, yeah.
So you're a junior, and you've already got your college plans. You plan on going to Wake Forest. I assume you'd be playing ball with them.
Yes.
For those of us who aren't familiar with sort of college ball, how important is it to play for Wake Forest?
It's very important. They're a really good Division I team, and I hope I'll be developed on my way to hopefully get drafted one day, and it'll just help me progress.
Have you been in touch with any scouts from the majors?
No, they usually go through my club coach.
And next, will you be aiming for a perfect game?
I'm just going to go out and try to throw the best that I can and just throw well, help my team get a win, and hopefully get us the four seed so we get a bye into playoffs.
And how many more games do you have?
We have two more games.
What kind of advice are you getting from your coaches?
Pretty much just keep going with what I'm doing. Don't let the streak get to my head that much, and just continue to pitch the way I've been pitching.
Is that easier said than done?
Not really. I'm pretty much going with the same basic mentality into every game, and so if something happens, it happens. It doesn't really bother me that much.
You seem like you're able to keep a pretty cool head.
Yeah. I like to, when I'm not on the field, I like to, kind of a happy person, but when I'm playing, I tend to be pretty serious.
Well, Brennan, thank you very much for speaking with me, and good luck at tomorrow's game.
Thank you.
And the Oyster River Bobcats will be playing against Kingswood tomorrow at 4 at the Oyster River Baseball Field.